Individual long term. These pictures show different aspects of pollution. Look at the pictures and speak about the possible causes and consequences of air, land, soil, radioactive, and water pollution. When you finish talking, the examiner may ask you a few questions.
These pictures show different types of pollution, such as air, water, land, soil, and radioactive pollution. Air pollution is the contamination of the air by smoke and harmful gases, mainly oxides of carbon, sulfur, and nitrogen. Air pollution can be caused by exhaust fumes from vehicles, the burning of fossil fuels such as coal, oil, or gas, as well as radiation spills or nuclear accidents. Moreover, certain industries release sulfur dioxide or carbon monoxide, which mix with the air and clouds and cause acid rain. Burning plastic, wood, and rubber also releases carcinogenic gases into the atmosphere. The air we breathe in naturally consists of 78% nitrogen, 21% oxygen, and 1% other gases. If this balance is disturbed, it has a fatal effect on human health. Air pollution can be responsible for asthma, allergies, and other respiratory diseases. Radioactive pollution occurs when radioactive metals disintegrate, releasing dangerous rays which can cause cancer and other mutative diseases. This kind of pollution can happen by either the improper dumping of radioactive waste from nuclear power plants or damage to nuclear reactors, leading to radioactive contamination that lasts for decades, causing highly mutative diseases. Water pollution is the contamination of rivers, lakes, groundwater, seas, or oceans. It is caused by raw sewage running into bodies of water or industrial waste spills contaminating groundwater. We can take certain preventative measures to stop water contamination, like being more cautious of dumping contaminants into the water. For the repair of the already existing damage, we can construct water treatment plants to clean polluted water. Land pollution is the degradation of the Earth's surface caused by the misuse of resources and improper disposal of waste. It can be the result of litter on the side of the road, illegal dumping in natural habitats, inland oil spills, radiation spills, or nuclear accidents. Soil pollution comes from the use of insecticides, pesticides, and other farming chemicals, which absorb the nitrogen from the soil, making it unfit for the growth of plants and leading to soil erosion. In most soil, pollutants are carcinogenic and can cause cancer in humans. High concentrations of lead or mercury in the soil can endanger the kidneys and the liver. It can also hamper brain development in children, cause neurological disorders, skin diseases, and central nervous system disorders. Humans can also be affected indirectly if they consume produce that is grown in polluted soil, or when they consume animals that eat plants from polluted soil. As a result, humans suffer from acute illnesses and may fall victim to premature death.